This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This woman says, love the show, but I need your opinion. I know you've talked about men watching porn and how most women view it as cheating or something wrong. Well, I'm well aware my boyfriend watches porn. It's never bothered me until the other day. Me and my boyfriend will send each other videos while, you know, and usually it's great seeing and hearing my boyfriend touching myself and getting to that moment.
Oh, easy now.
Huge turn on for me. Well, this weekend he sends me a text saying he's thinking of me and he's got a new video for me. So I get super excited to go watch this video, turn up the volume. Well, I can hear his porn playing in the background, and it's the fakest moans ever. So I know he's not watching me.
No.
We've made videos together before, and I've sent him videos of myself, too. So I know he's not watching that.
That's a fail by him.
It was a huge turnoff, and I got pissed. Like I said before, I know he watches it, and of course does his business. But the fact that I could hear other porn really pissed me off so much. I didn't talk to him for the rest of the day. I'm over it now, but what do you guys think? Was I wrong to be upset? Thanks.
I guess to me it's kind of weird to be engaged in doing something with someone where they're supplying visual stimulation for you.
Mm-hmm. And they've got porn on.
But then also so you're getting pictures from abroad and you're watching the computer.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
I don't blame her for being upset.
No, but I think realistically, you know he's watching porn. You know he's not always just going to watch your porn.
Yeah, but when it turns into a romantic thing between the
exactly.
two of them.
Exactly. It's not
right.
just
That's
he's on
where
his
it's
own.
Weird. That's
girls,
when it's,
yeah. like, we see with Lisa in the photos, they see little details. So she heard some moan in the distance.
Exactly.
It was like,
amplified it 17
girl
times.
Ears, engage.
Yeah.
Girl ears, engage. Volume up.
Exactly. And then
that is
isolated
not my
it. Yep.
Those are not my moans.
Yeah, it became CSI. Isolated the moans.
Right.
And I was like, nope, those aren't mine at all.
Digitally enhanced those moans, brain.
Yep. And then she found the porn that it was actually in.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What is he watching? I found it. Here it is.
Oh, these moans are a match.
Yeah.
These moans are. It's so true. Yeah, that's the point of it. It's a moment between them.
Right.
And his own time, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I think it's pointing to either the beginnings or what he already has is a bit of a reliance on porn, which is what we talk about. It's a very scary
right.
thing, you know, where you need porn in order to keep it. To keep everything going.
Yeah. Get
you know, like you have to like keep feeding your brain with stimulus. Mm. So like that break in between, you know, like, hey, send me something. And then it's like crickets.
Yeah.
You know, and he's waiting and waiting and waiting.
So to keep it going.
To keep it going, he's got to have. That's my gut tells me he needs to keep it going,
mm-hmm.
which is just a symptom of. A guy watching too much porn.
Yeah.
So, did you overreact? Probably not, but I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. He's just, you know, he's watching porn. He made a mistake watching someone else while
just
being intimate with you.
Yeah,
but,
I was going to say, I don't know if she
talked to him about it.
Like, I do think she overreacted by just doing the classic chick move.
And shutting up.
And shutting up and not saying anything for 24 hours. That's the dumbest thing that you could ever do in life on both sides, guys mm-hmm. and girls. Something's bugging you.
Just say it.
Just say it.
Yeah, communication.
Just say it, because, you know.
I don't know, as a dude, I think I'd be upset if a girl and me were talking, like, on Skype or something, and I'm jerking it, and then I hear the moans of what sounds like Lexington Steel in the background. I'm losing my head.
That's what it sound like. It's wild. I would be like, holy crap. Just because I know. You know, it would suck to hear something you know.
You know his moan.
Oh, my God.
You know that man's moan.
Definitely Lexington Steel you're watching.
Yeah.
12-incher himself
man,
or whatever.
I got to let you go.
So you don't want to hear another man's moan.
No. Like, I get her point. Why she'd be upset.
Yeah. Just say something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Especially if you were engaged and showing off yourself or whatever.
Right, and then she's got Lexington Steel up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it. I'd say something.
it's guys are lucky usually just because a girl. Girls, it's in their mind.
Yeah.
Everything's in their mind. Everything right. is about the story. Eyes, everything yeah. is about the build up.
Yeah.
Guys are visually stimulated creatures.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he should be very thankful that he's got a girl that wants to see him touch himself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
send videos. Like, they seem like they have a pretty healthy sex life. So mm-hmm. don't let this one little bump in the road affect it.
No, and he might need it. And that might be something that you guys could start talking about, because porn addiction like that, having like someone with you that understands that is probably one of the best things you could have.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you ever want to reach out to us, you can do it by email. It's email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's an 88-year-old guy in Minnesota who's about to do something for the second time. Retire. Now, he used to work in a factory. Mm-hmm. He retired around 60. But then he got kind of bored. So he took a job working the drive-thru at McDonald's and loved it. So he's been doing that for 29 years.
Oh, my God.
KARE-TV has this guy's story. Listen in here.
On a day like this,
what?
It takes some doing to find sunshine.
For the nuggets and sauce?
At the Wayzata McDonald's.
Good morning.
It's an art.
How's the driving?
I love art. Yay, art.
How about two small sprites, two sausage muffins, and a hash brown?
He's so cute. Okay.
He's awesome.
Is McDonald's had a Burger King? The crown could easily belong to Art Mason.
So happy. So happy.
Happy driving.
Happy when Art retired from a factory job nearly 30 years ago.
I was 60 when I retired.
Happy till he wasn't.
That was good, but for 3 months and I was bored to death.
So, with one door closed, Art simply opened another. What was to have been a two-week fill-in job.
There you go.
Has turned into 29 years.
29 years, and I'll be 89 in May.
The temporary worker outlasted the owners.
Drive careful.
And every other employee in the store.
Didn't surprise us a bit.
Routine.
Yeah.
For Art's brother and sister-in-law.
Yep. Yeah. He's got to go. He's got to go.
No wife.
I didn't have time.
No kids. But each day filled with a parade of opportunities.
What a dream.
Sausage McMuffins. How's that sound?
To reach out and touch someone.
Okay.
I mean, you saw the scarf around his neck. One of his customers made that for him.
That's beautiful. I got so many compliments from this thing.
And that ever-present cap.
These are all my pins that people have sent me.
These pins. And 1,000 more at home.
Germany and Sweden, Holland.
All given to Art.
All around good people. A lot of them here.
By his McDonald's drive-up customers.
Yeah.
McDonald's has great food, but I come here every day because of him.
Which is why this space next to the glass is going to be so different.
Yeah.
Age is finally catching up.
Aww, Jesus.
His health is getting bad.
That leg brace from a childhood bout with polio also isn't helping.
The people. The people I'm going to really miss.
I didn't know you were retiring.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Why did it go dark?
Bones are getting old.
You can't.
I'm planning on leaving the 10th.
May 10th. 2 days shy.
If I make it that far.
Of Art's 89th birthday.
Said, what are you going to do then? I don't know, but I'll find something to do. Mm-hmm. No kidding.
If only everything else about life.
Have a good one.
Could imitate Art.
We love Art.
Okay.
Boyd Hooper, Care 11 News.
Oh, man. I got dark at the end there.
Probably kept him alive all these years.
Yeah. I think so.
Social interaction.
Junk. Yeah.
Art Listen, does old man way different than I'm gonna.
Yeah.
He sure does.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But how much tougher is Art than we'll ever be?
Like, true.
He had polio.
Yeah, he beat polio.
Yeah,
as worked a child. In a factory for 60 years or whatever.
Yeah. 30 years.
Then did 30 at McDonald's.
30 at McDonald's.
30 hard years at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And he's happy.
And he's still happy.
Happy and loving it.
Yeah, oh, my I'm God. If I'm an old man at McDonald's drive-thru, I'm going to be the meanest. You get out of here! You understand? I'm just yelling, berating people. Yeah. Oh, nice car! No job, huh? Here's your coffee. I hope it spills on your way to work.
Can I get some ketchup packets?
Mr. Green, we're going to have to talk about your attitude in the drive-thru.
I'm going to have to talk about my attitude. Yeah. I'll come a little closer. Have some hot grease! Confused. I didn't know that hot grease would send you like that.
We're gonna have to write you up for that one.
Oh, are you? Give me your pen.
Hey! Ah! Did you stab him?
I'm a violent old man.
Did you stab him with your pen?
I did. I stabbed him right in his leg.
No.
Yeah, I would have stabbed him in his stupid mouth, but I can't.
Listen, we're giving you one more chance. Back to the drive-thru.
All right, I'll do it, but I tell you, I'm going to tell these people what I think. You knew that when you hired me.
Can I get a 10-piece chicken McNuggets?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, we're closed.
Hello?
We're closed. Get out of here.
But it's 2 p.m.
I understand. Come on, come get your nuggets and goddamn it.
Oh, so a 10-piece?
I'm doing a Sudoku puzzle.
1 minute.
Much different.
Yeah.
You'd be in the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom still.
I wonder what that guy's secret was, though. I wonder what his secret was that he's so happy in life.
Oh. Well, last time I talked to an 85-year-old, they said great big titties.
Single, no kids.
Single, no kids. Happiest guy you've ever seen in your life.
Every cent I've made, I've just spent it on myself. I've gotten everything I've ever dreamed of.
Right.
And now I just want to see people every day.
That's all it is. The guy just wants to see people.
He wants to be social. That's totally what it is. Mm-hmm. He's alone at home. So he wants to get out and
be a part of the
community.
What's crazy is my dad has said stuff to me about wanting to do something. Because he kind of just sits around, watches hockey, does some stuff. And I think he is a little bit bored. He's not like me where I have a million hobbies and I can do a lot of stuff. He really doesn't have hobbies. And he was like, I think maybe I'll be one of those Walmart greeters or do something. I'm like, Dad, that's not a good idea for you. Because he'd be fine for a couple minutes.
You think he'd get mad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I know working Breister. I know what Breister was like when he had a job.
Maybe that he's guy changed, doesn't need though. He's old.
Yeah, I'm relaxed now, boy. Shut up! Like he'd want to fight someone for trying to steal. It'd be bad, guys.
Yeah, it probably's not the best idea.
I know. Right? I just want him to get into something else.
Love when I roll up to McDonald's and see an elderly person at the window because, like, everything's always right.
Oh, they don't mess around.
They're so good.
Do they have a lot of elderly people at the window?
I see it more and more, like, different drive-through windows or whatever. But every time it's like great customer service, which makes me happy. My order's right. I've got adequate ketchup. They remembered my straw.
Yeah.
Good work ethic.
They're just superior people.
Yeah. Like every time I roll up to the drive-thru and Macklemore's there, I know I'm in big trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm in real big trouble.
You're like, dude,
I'm like, Macklemore.
I didn't even.
Oh, man.
I didn't order that. Macklemore.
No, they do. I think, and that's why they've been hiring them. They realize their work ethic's incredible.
They're so reliable.
Like they'll show up early, right? They're always available.
Yeah.
They won't call in sick. They've got to break a hip for them to be out of work.
And they don't, a lot of them, that's they just want to do that. So like they're not a threat to the fry guy or they're not a threat to the manager.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Yeah, the greatest generation.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
How bad is your road rage?
Better now.
Fairly bad.
Mm-hmm.
A recent poll found that for every 100 miles we drive, we swear 41 times.
Mm.
That's once every 2.5 miles.
Seems about right.
I do swear.
At least it's in my head.
Ooh, like, no, I vocalize. I don't even realize I'm vocalizing it sometimes until like the end of it. I'm like, I just told that guy to F off.
Oh.
Go yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really.
You're pretty relaxed.
I'm pretty relaxed.
Yeah. I'm pretty relaxed now, too, lately.
In the morning coming here, if there's something weird, like somebody driving real slow and every second goddamn counts, then I get a little like, who's this? I say some wretched things in my head, but
I normally the common phrase is "What the f is wrong with you?"
Yeah,
I find myself saying that a lot on the road.
I'm always I don't think I swear, but I'm always telling my son that there's idiots around us all the time. Like, I think "idiot" is my favorite thing to say.
You have to say it because
while I'm driving,
yeah,
you know, I'm like, oh my god, everyone's just an absolute idiot.
I had a guy not see me. I was coming in the right lane and he went to go switch lanes and didn't look or whatever, and I had to honk at him, and I just like, I literally out loud said, "You goddamned moron."
yeah
So that's what I say.
Yeah, because that's what people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you are, as Lisa said, you're like, honestly, I'd put you like in a grandma driver type on a regular basis.
Really?
Like,
grandma driver. Well,
I go
9 miles an hour. Dave's any of us, I believe you go slower than any of us.
Well, you guys speed.
Yes.
I don't speed for reasons, and that's because I watch live leak videos where people are decapitated and things of that nature. Plus, I almost pointed out with speeding when I was young, so it just...
Andy, he's trying not to be tracked down. So
I don't speed as much now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you do calm down a bit as you know, realize you're stupid.
I don't drive like an old woman.
This guy was on a test track in a race car with a turn signal on, going 1 mile an hour, mile an hour, pulled over to the side so people could pass him.
He just can't, being cautious.
He can't talk.
But you guys know on a regular basis, I don't drive like that. I'm getting better because I have kids in my car a lot now and stuff. So I'm, you know.
Yeah.
But I get it from my dad. I got a lead foot.
Yeah. I'm not in the, like, I don't know. Not in a hurry, usually. I don't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in a hurry.
Right.
Unless I'm coming here.
So what makes us swear while we're driving? Someone cutting us off is the number one thing that will make us swear, by far. Almost getting hit by someone changing lanes.
Mm.
Seeing someone texting and driving while swerving. Drivers who don't use their turn signals. Pedestrians taking too long to cross the road. Oh, I see that. I see that pretty much every day on my route.
Yep.
Drivers who don't turn off their brights. Someone going too slow in front of you. Someone parking wrong in a parking lot. Drivers who don't say thanks with a wave when you let them in. You better acknowledge.
No.
And people who drive slowly in the fast lane and won't move out of the way. And the main reasons that we swear 41 times for every 100 miles we drive. James, I know you're working on your rage.
Yes.
Would you say you are above or below that?
I would say I'm well above that.
I didn't want to make assumptions, but I would have assumed you were above
that. No, I probably blew that average right out of the water yesterday on my way to the movies. Somebody who doesn't know how to navigate a left-hand turn at a major intersection. Because as soon as that light starts blinking yellow, move forward to the center of the intersection!
Yep.
Otherwise you can't turn left!
Yep.
When the light turns red. I got stuck behind. I had to wait like 3 cars. Because people don't know how to turn left.
I hate that.
It's not that damn hard, man.
No, I know.
You don't have to stay behind the line. Once the light is green and you got the blinking yellow, scoot forward to the middle of the intersection.
That's the number one thing that seems to drive me most crazy these days. People, obviously, they're on their phone. And they don't know the light's changed.
Oh, that's so annoying.
And I'll give them a couple of seconds, and then I'll be like, all right, come on. And I'll honk.
Yeah.
And then if the honk doesn't react, that's when I lose my mind.
That's you just blare on the horn? That's what I would do. Start flipping the middle finger out the window. Move it!
I think we're about 5 years away from the majority of the population being just too stupid to drive.
That's why self-driving cars will save it.
There's two things going on. It's not just about saving the planet because of batteries. Mm-hmm. It's realizing kids can't even ride a go-kart anymore.
I know.
This guy said, my girlfriend is actually about to leave me because of my road rage. I'm a very defensive driver, and I recognize early if someone has a chance to kill. In return, I use my horn a lot and swear a ton. That's road rage destroying a relationship, but I can see it's stressful.
You know, it's weird, though, because like being fully defensive all the time, I think, is like dangerous, too. Sometimes you have to be an aggressive driver.
That's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to drive, like, get ahead of people and stuff.
That's it, you know, because some people always want to be the one to slow down, and then you're in the I'm slowing down, they're slowing down, and then we hit.
That I've sworn 41 times just since you started talking about the story. Yeah, people that don't say thanks to, it's just common courtesy. I know it's a bit of old man Dave in me, but I'm stopping. I'm making a point to, you know, be a nice guy, let you in. It's just common courtesy. Say, hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You know what I hate? It just happened to me. It's when, say someone's going to turn, they're going to turn right, and you're on like a two-lane road, and they have a left turn lane or like a right turn lane. But they stop, they start slowing down in your lane, which is still going to go straight. Like, they don't just get over.
Yeah.
They wait till like the last minute and they slow right down. I'm like, why are you messing with me? Go in the turn lane if you want to slow down. You shouldn't slow down until you're in the turn lane, by the way.
I agree with that.
No, yeah. Of course. Absolutely.
Get in the turn lane and hit the damn brakes.
Greg, something stops you from swearing with your road rage. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. I drive a company truck with the phone number all over it, right?
Oh, that's
so I
tough.
Have to be, and I've got to be an angel on the road. It is absolutely crazy. People cut me off and speeding and slamming their brakes on in front of me, and then they call the office because, heaven forbid, I change lanes in front of them.
Sounds like you're getting a little bit of that rage out right now. Let it out.
I can't take it.
Have you had people call that number to complain about your driving?
Oh, yeah. I'll be driving along, you know, five over, whatever, and then I change lanes, use my turn signal, and be an angel. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call because I cut this guy off. Or I stop at a light because I'm kind of pissed off because they, you know, got right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I get too close to their bumper, and they'll call, you know, they'll say, hey, Greg, next time you're in the office, can you come and see me?
Oh, that sucks.
Like, oh my God. Well, this lady called, and you got close to her bumper. I'm like, yeah, it's because the freaking bitch cut me off. Okay.
All right, dude, calm down. We're going to cut you off there before it gets any worse.
Yeah.
We get it. We all can relate.
That's good. I feel good. We let a little bit out for him.
He needs to get it out. Mm. He should probably be speaking to someone on a regular basis. James, good morning. How are you?
Good, man. Ripcord.
Are you the guy that swears at least 41 times every 100 miles?
You know what? I don't swear that much, but the one thing that grinds my gears is the people that gawk at the absolute nonsense on the road.
We just talked about these looky-loos yesterday.
Yeah,
looky-loos.
Driving down 96, something happens on the other side of the freeway, and people have to slow down to 20 miles an hour. I just don't get it.
James, I'm totally with you, man. I've been stuck in 10.
We've got to keep these freeways moving. Yep. People's got to get to work.
I've been stuck in 10, 15-minute backups simply because people were looking at the accident on the other side, and it's incredibly frustrating.
When they built the roads, they should have put up, like, big, giant.
Well, that's probably reasons they can't do that, safety-wise.
Screw safety.
Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing good, man. You can relate to this?
Oh, absolutely. I can relate to it right now as we speak. Just got off the freeway, rolling down a side street. Just in the last 10 miles, I've probably used at least 41 cuss words. I mean, roads are slick and people are doing 80, 90 miles an hour out here, and they wonder why they're, you know, why we've got accidents and whatnot. They're just absolute idiots. Everyone in the left lane's doing 90. Everyone in the right lane's doing 40. It don't make any sense.
Yeah, man, it sucks because I guess I wish, I know people in the in the left lane are going too fast. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
They're going too fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The people, though, in the right lane are going way too slow.
Yeah, it's one.
They're going
the
way too slow.
That's why I like the middle.
Yeah, but you know what? What I hate is when the middle, there's someone from that slow right
too
lane.
Slow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the middle,
that's
even though I'm driving.
To the left path.
I know, but you can't because these yahoos are coming up at 90 miles an hour all the time.
Right.
Mm. One more call on this. Alex from Boston. What do you think, man?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Hey, guys. So one of the most things that I guess really ticks me off is when there's someone that has their turn signal on, but they don't turn. And case in point, I was in the slow lane, and there was this person in front of me. They had their turn signal on to go into the middle lane. And I'm waiting for them to go, but they're just not doing anything. So I'm about to go over, but then this person pulls up beside me, and then they start flashing. I'm like, hey, you can turn. And the person's not doing it, so I'm flashing. Then all of a sudden, this guy just veers off. And to the emergency lane, he's like cussing out the window, and I'm like cussing, and it's just like, dude, we were letting you go.
Like, people, I assume people who leave their turn signals on are seniors. I'm always shocked when it's not. If I pass by and it's like a younger
sometimes
guy.
Sometimes it's not.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes it's like the music's too loud or something and they don't hear it. They don't realize.
And another James, maybe James, the name.
Just has a lot of rage.
Has a lot of rage. This guy said, I'm a James too. Tried driving in Boston. I got in trouble for an accident. I got sentenced to 6 weeks of anger management by the courts. Yikes.
That sucks.
You can't get caught.
No, you can't.
No.
What do you do? Have like a rage moment? Like
he must
during
have,
court?
Right?
Like
oh,
a rage moment on the roads.
I don't know.
I just don't understand.
It does seem like he might have had the rage moment in court.
You get a ticket for too much rage, sir.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd have to have that in front
court.
Of the judge.
Do not have it in court. That's the worst place to have it.
Yeah. Got to be calm in court.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
All right, a billboard offering $500 divorces is raising some eyebrows in Albany, New York. Because it looks like it's giving the middle finger. Here's the story from CBS New York.
Board in Albany has some people doing a double take.
Is it lewd and rude? Take a look at the ad for We the People, a company
it's
that
not.
Offers divorce services for just under $500. At first glance, it may look like there's a raised middle finger. On closer look, it's actually the ring finger that is featured.
Some people weren't too keen on the idea, but, you know, once they realized that it was not the actual middle finger, they realized what the message was.
The billboard is part of a series of provocative ads that the company says have gotten positive feedback.
Did exactly what they wanted.
It really 100%. Did. It made the news, man.
Smart.
Yeah. Think
smart,
about
smart.
It.
What a great way to advertise your business. And your $500 divorce fee probably doesn't hurt either.
Nope.
That's a cheap divorce.
That is a super cheap divorce. Not sure if I'd trust it.
I was going to say.
Is that a woman's hand with hair on it?
Oh, no, that's a man.
Oh, I thought there was finger. I thought there was fingernail polish.
It probably is. That's why he wants
that's
a divorce.
That's why he's getting divorced.
Yeah. I am done with this.
This sucks. Turns out this is me and Mary thing. Jeez.
Here's something you don't see. Like, every country has its problems. We joke around that Canada is so peaceful and nice, but every country has their issues, of course, Canada among them. But this is different. Not many countries are this open-minded. The government of Canada wants Canadians to practice, rhymes with, clitoris stimulation.
Hmm. This is official Canadian doctrine.
Official, there is tweeted out from the Canadian government newsroom.
Everybody says Trudeau doesn't know what he's doing.
I can't believe it says the game is called Slit Me, but not with an S, with a C.
Wow.
Closing the Orgasm Gap, a new interactive game. And according to the official Government of Canada statement, it was released to celebrate International Women's Day. The experience aims to explode a number of myths about women's pleasure by giving users the opportunity to try out different techniques on their smartphones in an attempt to find out what makes their avatar of a slitoris happy.
Didn't we talk about a game like this?
Not from the government of Canada.
I know, but there was it a joke? Were we like?
I'm sure there was apps that already have done.
There
that.
Was one where you could use your mouth to.
That's
do
what
things.
I thought, and that's why that might be what this is.
Along with the tweet, a video was launched by the National Film Board of Canada to promote the game nationally. In the game, players practice stimulating an animated clitoris.
I'm downloading.
Each level involves different motions to give pleasure and is followed by informative statements about female orgasms. Users are given the option to customize their avatar. They can give them different hats, change the hairstyle. While the cartoon animation is likely intended to come across as cute, when combined with the pleasureful giggling, others say it comes off as a bit creepy.
It's really odd for the government.
I'm sure this is real.
Yeah, I can't find it.
I can't find it either.
It was tweeted out by the Government of Canada newsroom.
I can't find it.
2 days ago, 12:04 p.m.
Is it one word or two words? Is there a hyphen? Is there...
C-L-I-T hyphen M-E. That's the name of the game.
No, it doesn't exist. At least it's not on...
I
you can't get it on iTunes.
Well, American iTunes.
You have to be in Canada to get it.
Maybe.
You can get it in Canadian iTunes, not American iTunes. Mm.
Hmm.
You guys are questioning whether or not this is a...
sure am.
Yeah, of course.
Real
you
story?
You have to question it.
Well, let's go right back to their...
There's a trailer for it on Vimeo.
Man, Canada tweets a lot.
They have a lot to say.
Holy hell, it's Canada, calm down on the tweets.
Lots of news to get out there.
I guess so, right? Okay, God, I'm going all the way back. Just 2 days, there's 500 tweets here. Canada, relax. There it is. There's the tweet right there. Closing the orgasm gap. Official Government of Canada newsroom, verified Twitter. And that takes you to the link to the game.
God.
There it is. Mobile game that openly explores female sexual satisfaction with a focus on the only organ designed exclusively for pleasure, the clitoris.
Is it not real yet? Is it just something they're trying to make happen?
No, it's real.
Because it says view project.
Users play with their by trying out different motion techniques on their smartphones to figure out what makes it happy. Aims to demystify female pleasure.
Okay,
it's so funny that that's such a dirty word. That's an actual medical word.
I know, but
some people freak out.
Yeah.
So this isn't something like that dudes are supposed to try and make an avatar happy. What it is it's going to show people a technique and then they're supposed to go at it themselves doing the technique that's on their smartphone and almost like rate. Like, hey, that was an 80 for me. That technique.
Right.
It's really weird.
It really is.
The government to get involved.
Governments don't generally get involved with people's literacies.
Mm-mm.
For good reason.
You're right.
You know?
No.
But that's bold. And there are things like that where Canada's pretty open.
Mm-hmm. We see the animation of this.
Yeah.
I think if you follow that link, it's actually a little bit of a game because it's like weird on my phone.
It is.
It's telling you to caress like that thing. It's telling you to caress it and stuff.
What the Christ is that?
Is that supposed to be the
thing? Well, that's the avatar.
Okay.
That they've created.
Man, the avatar's creepy.
So you can caress it like that. You're rubbing it.
Okay.
Up and down.
Uh-huh. Whoa!
And then,
whoa!
What is that? That's the, I would assume, the orgasm.
I know,
shoot noodles out of it?
Yeah, it did. It sure did.
Was that macaroni noodles and twisty green noodles?
Look like Play-Doh.
Just an explosion of fun.
What is that? Why does one of those things say that word? More from NFP.
The National Film Board of Canada, apparently.
Yeah.
A crazy place.
It says A.
Yeah, it says a-holes.
Yeah.
It's just another.
It's another.
Dave, if you scroll up, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know where that link went. There was a link.
I have it right here. But you can only look at it on your phones.
Okay, you can't play this, probably, so.
I'm going to play. I'm just going to have the sound on. I'm playing. Okay, let me get that.
This is the most action some guys will get.
This is the most action we'll get.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see if I can make it
easy. I don't know if it's doing anything.
Oh, yeah. I got to caress it. Look.
That's the screen where it'll react to how you touch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not showing it, though.
Come on. Am I touching him? Why is it not?
You're not very good at this. You suck at this.
No, look. Look at the hearts coming off of her. Come on, lady. Let's get you there. I want to see the exploding macaroni.
That's a bad technique. Get two fingers involved. There you go.
Okay.
Get after
it. Oh, look at that. Yeah, see? Wow.
It's helping you out there. Yeah.
Thanks. That was a good tip.
Try to double up.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to do circles here. Let's see if that registers with her. Oh, yeah, that opened her eyes. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Big, big wide eyes. Let's go, lady. Here we go. Oh, yeah!
I don't know if that would have worked.
Tastes really good.
It worked for her very fast.
What if I pat it? Oh, he's smacking it. Yeah, You're smacking it.
You want some of that?
It's kind of like blinking at you.
Okay,
like,
this is a little uncomfortable now.
Watch this move, Lise.
You want that?
Smack it harder.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, you just beat it till it.
Now try something that should never work. Scratch it.
You want me to scratch it? Sorry, Lisa.
It's not really working.
No, it's not. I don't think it's registering with her. She doesn't like. Oh, wait, she's into it.
She likes it.
Oh, she just got into it. Yeah, you like that? Yeah. You want some more? Yeah, I'll give you some more. Here we go.
Right, I'll punch it.
Yeah. Ooh. She didn't like the punch.
You're going to break your screen on your phone.
Can you imagine?
I know.
I can't. Your scratching isn't getting her there.
It is now.
Oh, because I'm scratching real fast.
You got to scratch hard.
I got to scratch real fast. Okay, come on, lady. There we go.
It took a while.
Had to put a lot of work in that time.
Yep.
There you go.
Patented scratching technique.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend the scratching.
Dave's won the game like four times, and I'm still, like, I can't even win once.
No.
This just explains a lot about
practice.
I'm using the same techniques as Dave. I guess I got the prude version or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's not liking anything
Ice
I'm doing.
Queen.
Yeah.
You need to upgrade your avatar.
Oh, mine just had a couple drinks or something.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's weird. Les, you like the scratch technique. Give it a try.
Don't fall in love with your phone, Dave.
No. This might be the first orgasm I give somebody.
Definitely an ego boost.
It is, right? Mm-hmm. You want the explosion.
She was okay with scratching.
How many guys are going to...
What? No.
Oh, yeah.
You think? It'll make them finish?
Unlimited.
No, it's going to get them that.
No, I think they're going to use their guy.
Yeah, they're going
to. Oh.
They're going to use their guy on it.
Oh, that's just.
A lot of phones with guys on it.
Mm. You can do that in real life, too.
It'll work, you say?
Anywho.
Try that, James.
Looks like you can only download it if you're in Canada. But, Maybe we'll try to put a link up at on our Twitter page, and if you want to give it a try.
It's a hell of a game.
You can there.
I don't want to upgrade my avatar and make it look a little more appealing. Just looks like an alien.
Looks like
an octopus with warts.
Yeah.
Yeah, very odd.
The outer arms and the inner arms.
Odd that it's backed by the government of Canada.
Yeah, very strange.
But forward thinking, I guess, to not have a problem with Lady Bits.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.